The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Getting you going on Money FM 89.3.
Well, time now for companies to watch, and under our spotlight today, we are looking at Qatar's listed Zico. Zico is the first multi-services company to be listed on the SGX. In other words, what Zico does, it has a couple of services: advisory, legal, accounting, and what else is needed to help other companies get listed. And to dive into where it's headed, we have Zico's founder and managing director, Chu Seng Kok, with us. Morning, Mr. Chu. You were a lawyer before you founded Zico. Now you're helping not just Singapore firms, but companies across ASEAN to raise funds. Tell us how all this works exactly.
Good morning, Ryan. First, Zico basically is an ASEAN platform where we have a range of services categorized under three categories. The main one is our advisory transaction services, where we have legal services, capital market, trust, advisory and all that. And then the second one is we provide outsourced management services to clients like the law firms and other services. And we also have a licensing service. So these are the three broad categories. Just want to highlight the fact that we are focused on the ASEAN region because we noticed there is no real service process player looking after the ASEAN region. And as ASEAN move into its 50 years and move away from being agriculture, manufacturing into services, we are tapping into that growth in the services sector. In fact, we are a proxy for the services sector because you can't invest in a law firm, you can't invest in an accounting firm, but through us, you can invest in the services that support the growth of cross-border M&A type of transaction in the ASEAN region.
So broadly, is it fair to say or describe Zico as a company that helps other firms raise funds, get listed?
Yeah. I mean, a good example is last year we were involved. We got our license to do a capital market a year ago. We've managed to bring two companies to the catalyst market. One, of course, is World Class Capital, which is well known. But the other one, which is a good story, is a Malaysian retail company that came to list here. And now, after listing, expanded into Singapore and Indonesia. And this is the kind of story we like, because investors in Singapore can tap into good Malaysian companies, which otherwise would not be available. And likewise, our clients in Malaysia can tap into Singapore funds, because Zico Capital, which is our capital market services, are both licensed in Singapore and Malaysia. We're uniquely placed, and I was very delighted to see the announcement by both SGX and Malaysian Bursa linking up to a trading link.
The trade link.
Yeah, it's good timing, and it could lead to a pan-ASEAN link. So we're delighted to see the reality of what we see on the ground, which is that people are investing across border. So we are taking advantage of that.
So you're really optimistic on the ASEAN growth story. You've got 10 operations or 10 places in 10 countries in ASEAN.
Yes, sir. We are in 17 cities across all 10 countries. And one of the things we do, which is unique, special, is that in all these countries, we can provide business advisory services across a whole range, from legal to having your company set up, trust, tax, even capital market raising. So that's where I think the SMEs in the region, who are the real players, in my opinion, in ASEAN, have now got an alternative way to raise capital. So the SMEs is a big sector in ASEAN, and that's our big area of focus. The SMEs need capital, they need good advice, and more importantly, they need independent players, because they are not comfortable talking to the big banks, and the big banks think they're too small. So it's a very sweet spot for us.
Okay, you've been talking about the ASEAN growth story, but that's something that people have been saying for a long time. What do you think is missing? Cross-border regulations, is this something we need to look at?
Yes, I think, speaking as a former lawyer, I think the challenge has always been creating a uniform platform across all countries, having a similar rules and regulations, if you like what EC has. I think that's partly the history of ASEAN, where we respect the various national considerations, if you like. But I think that's growing. They're now within the stock exchanges of ASEAN, they are coming together. There are more efforts to link the banking framework. But it will take some time, but business will go on despite not having this in place. It just means that it takes a longer time. But I'm very encouraged by the trading link between Bursa and SGX, which is an example of trading across borders seamlessly. I would like to think there will be more of that coming.
Well, from the ASEAN growth story, let's talk about Zico's growth story. You listed in 2014, I think at a price of around 30 cents. It's gone up by as high as about 50 cents, but is now down to just over 20 cents. What's been behind the investor sentiment?
I think when we came to the market, it was clearly we chose Catalyst as a growth story. We made it clear that we came here to list and raise capital for our growth. We've consistently delivered profits, but not as high as perhaps people like. And we did not distribute dividends because we wanted to use the profits to plow back into expanding the services. And, you know, since listing, we've expanded into buying up Singapore share registrar company. We bought into an offshore secretarial support. We set up an asset management license company. We've got a license to do capital market. And, of course, we've got a license to do capital market in Malaysia. We've been busy focusing on building up a growth story. And I'd like to say that, as reflected in our last quarter of 2017 results, we're starting to come to an inflection point where the bits and pieces coming together will provide a platform for growth. In the last three quarters of 2017, we outperformed the whole year's profit of 2016, the previous year. And we are quite confident that we are now on a growth trajectory.
So Q4 is looking good as well?
I'll say so. We'll wait and see in a few weeks' time.
Well, there's this trend of cross-border capital raising through IPOs. What's your outlook for IPOs for Singapore?
I think Singapore must tap into the ASEAN story. I know that there's a fact that Singapore is competing with Hong Kong, and that's not a big secret. But Hong Kong has a hinterland of China, which is very hard to fight. But Singapore, as a regional hub, can tap into the 650 million in ASEAN. You know, ASEAN is the seventh largest economy in the world, fourth in 2050. I think there was a recent study. ASEAN is big. China is coming here. India is coming here. So the challenge is for Singapore to position itself as the gateway for ASEAN. And if you do that, you get access to 650 million people, $2.4 trillion US. It's a lot going for it. So I think the challenge is to do what the exchange just did, which is to link up and do more of those cross-border deals that intra-ASEAN is already happening. You know, you see Thai companies coming here, Thai Bev is here. You see Malaysian companies listing here. You see Singapore companies in Thailand, in Vietnam. This is the kind of growth that will propel Singapore as a regional hub. Right. I've always believed that, which is why we listed here.
So with the ASEAN growth story, the need for cross-border services, yes, that is going to be a proxy for your company?
Yes, and exactly what we believe in. You know, as a service company, we are riding along the wave of ASEAN cross-border deals, which will always require good tax advice, lawyer advice, you need capital market advice, all kinds of services. Services to us follows very closely with the growth in exports and all that, and investment. And we are the proxy, if you like, for the growth in the services, because you can't buy a law firm, you can't invest into an accounting firm, but you can, through us, get access to a whole range of services to support the ASEAN growth.
Right, so a great proxy for ASEAN growth. That's what you're pitching yourself as. Thanks, Mr. Chu. That was Zico's founder and managing director, Chu Sing Kok, on Companies to Watch.